The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
I want to say Swati Kop to everyone out there, which means hello in Thai. Yes, I'm making a show here in Bangkok, Thailand, where I live. This is Greg Rashid. I am your presenter of another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. This is our second one. I'm excited about doing this, and I just want to thank everyone. The kind words they sent me on Facebook, on YouTube about this first show, and just telling me, give me encouragement to go on and do another one and keep this being a regular weekly show. And what the show is about, if you're new to it, hearing it for the first time, is that we do a what-if scenario here. The first one we did as far as boxers, what would happen if Muhammad Ali fought Tyson Fury in both their primes? If we had a time machine, we could go back and get Ali and Fury and just have them fight. What would happen? And I'm not going to give you the results because I want you to go back and listen to that one if you haven't heard it. But that's what we do on this show. We just do a what-if scenario. There's so many folks, you've been around friends and all talking about, well, you know, if Ali fought Joe Louis, he would have done this. If Floyd Mayweather Jr. had fought Sugar Ray Robinson, what would have happened? Things like that. You're always thinking that. And this is all about imagination. It's nothing definitive. The results that happen on this program is, it's just one result. There are countless results, but I want you just to use your imagination. It's this theater of the mind. Just sit back and enjoy yourself. And what I use as far as programming these boxing events is that I use the game, the computer game, Title Bout 2 Boxing, created by the wonderful Jim Trunza. And I've been playing that game originally as a card game back in 1979, and I have played various versions of it, and now I have, for many years, I've had the computer version. I got to say, I play a lot of games, board games, computer games, you name it, video games, you name it. And that's my number one, Title Bout 2. It's just an amazing game, especially for a boxing historian like myself, boxing fan, that you love boxing. You will love that game. And that's what we use that to recreate these fights that we'll have on here on this program. And just to tell you a little bit about me, I got into boxing, my love of boxing. It's my favorite sport, although I wouldn't box myself. Back in when Floyd Patterson beat Ingemar Johansson to win the title again, went back the title that he lost to Johansson back in 1959. I was a little kid, 5 years old, and I just fell in love with Floyd Patterson. He became my first sports hero, and it's always, the first one. And I just ever since then, just loved boxing, just loved it. And I had the opportunity many years ago, back in 2001, to co-host the boxing show on cable in Denver, Colorado. And that's where I got my start as far as media. And for 2 years, I had a cable show with a couple of other folks. And what we did, we would interview various people. I had the opportunity to interview folks like Roberto Duran, Hector Camacho, Stevie Johnson was champion back then. He was junior welterweight champion. Darrell Williamson, Montel Griffin, and so many other folks. I got the opportunity to interview at that time and really expanded that to other shows I've had, because I've been in media from 2001 up to now, hosting shows in Denver, hosting music shows, news shows, sports shows, always credentialed as far as having media credentials, even have media credentials now in Bangkok. I'm able to go to the Muay Thai events here that are produced by a company called One. You probably have seen the One fights. They're amazing. Eventually, I may have someone on here talking about that, because what this show is, besides doing these recreations, we also do interviews with people in the world of boxing and also in Muay Thai, also in MMA. It's a little bit of everyone. So we'll be doing that on here, and also authors who have written books about boxing. So we'll be doing that. And also, from time to time, we'll be playing boxing-related music. So it'll just be fun. This is all it is. It's about fun. And today, our main event, our fight today is going to be, and this was suggested by Jeff Ray. And anyone who suggests a fight, they're the promoter of the show today. So Jeff Ray is the promoter of this event. And I encourage you, as there are other folks who have already put their suggestions in who they want to fight on this program. So I already got some folks lined up. But if you got some, leave a comment on here on YouTube and just say, well, I want this person to fight this one. Because, you know, and I have to give this your parameters here. The only new fighters I have in the program are Canelo Alvarez, Tyson Fury, obviously, Deontay Wilder, Andy Ruiz. Everyone else is basically, if you want a fighter, it has to be someone from like 2008 on back. So anyone, like I can do a Floyd Mayweather Jr., I can do Roy Jones Jr., anyone like that, or John L. Sullivan versus Jack Johnson, something like that, feel free to do that, because it's all about fun. It's all about your imagination. And today's event is going to be suggested by Jeff Ray. It's going to be, and I have some folks building in the background. You might hear some pounding there. But today on this show, we're going to have a Rocky Marciano fight for Vitaly Klitschko. Now, that is, to me, when Jeff first suggested that's going to be a death match for Rocky, because Rocky Marciano may have been 5'10". At his peak, he was 185. At the end of his career, he was 192 when he fought Archie Moore. But usually his fight, his prime weight was 185. Versus Vitaly Klitschko, 6'7", former heavyweight champion of the world, too, 250-plus pounds, going up against Rocky Marciano, who had the smallest reach in heavyweight boxing champion history, versus Vitaly Klitschko. And I, you know, did my research as a historian to see who was the biggest guy that Rocky Marciano ever fought. And it was a guy named Johnny Sakur, who was 6'4", about 240, fought him. Obviously, he beat him, but, you know, 6'4 versus 6'7, 250 plus, that's a whole different thing. So this is going to be a very interesting match. You know, you can place your bets now. We'll see. But sit back, relax, enjoy yourself. Just spend some time here imagining what would happen if Marciano fought Klitschko. So I'll be coming back after the end of the bout, giving my commentary, but just enjoy yourself. See you, you know, at the end of the fight. Have fun, get a beer, whatever your favorite beverage is, and just enjoy the fight.
The fighters meet at ring center. The vast difference in height is so obvious. Vitaly Klitschko lands a 3-point right cross. Rocky Marciano lands a 2-point left uppercut. Klitschko lands a combination. Vitaly Klitschko scores 4 points, a beautiful series of blows that didn't faze Marciano. Rocky Marciano lands a 2-point left cross. Klitschko lands a partially blocked 1-point right uppercut. Klitschko misses with a left jab. Klitschko lands a 2-point cross. Marciano clinches. Klitschko is moving about the ring, trying to establish position. The fighters are in ring center. Marciano lands a right uppercut. Marciano scores 4 points. That was a clean shot. Marciano lands a right cross. Marciano scores 4 points. That got Klitschko's attention. He felt the power of Suzy Q as round one ends. Round 1 points. Scored. Vitaly Klitschko, 10 Rocky Marciano, 12 round two. Marciano lands a right hook. Marciano scores 5 points. Klitschko was staggered by that hook. Klitschko clinches. Marciano lands a left jab. Marciano scores 5 points. Klitschko is knocked into the far ropes. Marciano lands a 2-point right uppercut. Despite his short arms, Rocky is able to land shots on the 6-7 Klitschko. Marciano lands a left hook. Marciano scores 4 points. That was a clean shot that would drop most opponents. Marciano misses with a right cross. Klitschko misses with a counter right hook. Marciano clinches. Both fighters are warned for excessive holding by Kenny Bayless. Marciano misses with a right cross. The fighters are in ring center. Marciano misses with a left uppercut, then connects with a 3-point right uppercut. Klitschko clinches. Klitschko is warned for rabbit punching. Klitschko lands a two-point combination at the bell. Round 2 points scored. Vitali Klitschko, 2 Rocky Marciano, 19 round 3. Rocky Marciano lands a three-point right uppercut. Vitali Klitschko lands a three-point right cross. Marciano lands a partially blocked left hook for 1 point. Klitschko lands a three-point combination. Marciano misses with a right cross. Klitschko misses with a counter jab. The fighters are in ring center. Klitschko lands a two-point right uppercut. Marciano misses with a combination. Klitschko misses with a counter right hook. Marciano misses with a right uppercut. Klitschko counters with a two-point left jab. Marciano lands a left cross. Marciano scores 5 points. Klitschko is knocked into the far ropes. Klitschko is being hit so much by Rocky because his guard is so low, almost non-existent. Marciano misses with a combination. Marciano lands a two-point left uppercut. Marciano lands a combination. Marciano scores 5 points. Klitschko was stunned by those punches as the bell sounds. Round 3 points scored. Vitali Klitschko, 10 Rocky Marciano, 16 round 4. Rocky Marciano comes out and lands a three-point left uppercut, followed by a two-point right hook. Vitali Klitschko lands a two-point left jab. Klitschko lands a partially blocked jab for 1 point. Klitschko clinches. Rocky Marciano misses with a right cross. The fighters are in ring center. Klitschko lands a three-point right cross. Marciano suffers major swelling under the left eye. That looks bad. Klitschko lands a two-point left hook and follows with a right jab for 6 points. Marciano's knees buckled. Klitschko lands a three-point left jab. Marciano lands a right hook. Marciano scores 4 points with that hook. Vitali Klitschko has cut off the ring and pinned Rocky Marciano in far corner. The bell rings just before more action took place. Big round for Vitali. Round 4 points scored. Vitali Klitschko, 17 Rocky Marciano, 9. Round 5, Vitali Klitschko lands a combination. Vitali Klitschko scores 4 points, causing a backward step from Rocky Marciano. Marciano misses with a left uppercut. Klitschko lands a three-point combination. Klitschko has cut off the ring and pinned Rocky Marciano in far corner. Marciano lands a combination while his back is to the ropes. Marciano then springs like a cat and lands a crushing right uppercut that knocks down Vitali Klitschko. He is up at 3. Marciano lands a two-point right cross. The fighters are in ring center. Klitschko lands a three-point left jab. Klitschko lands a three-point right cross. Marciano lands a combination. Rocky Marciano scores 4 points that got Klitschko to step back. Marciano lands a three-point left hook. Marciano lands a two-point right uppercut as the bell sounds. Round 5 points. Scored, Vitali Klitschko, 13 Rocky Marciano, 11 round 6. The fighters are in ring center. Vitali Klitschko lands a three-point left cross. Klitschko lands a partially blocked one-point right cross. Klitschko lands a two-point left jab. Rocky Marciano lands a two-point left cross. Marciano misses with a right uppercut. Marciano lands a two-point combination. Marciano misses with a right cross. Klitschko counters with a two-point right hook. The fighters are in ring center. Klitschko lands a four-point left jab that caused Marciano to lose his mouthpiece. The bell rings as Klitschko lands a two-point right uppercut. Round 6 points scored. Vitali Klitschko, 14 Rocky Marciano, 4 round 7. The cornermen have done a good job on Marciano's cut. They meet at ring center. Vitali Klitschko lands a right hook. Klitschko scores 5 points. Rocky Marciano was stunned by that punch. Marciano misses with a left uppercut. Klitschko counters with a two-point combination. Marciano lands a two-point right cross. Vitali Klitschko lands a two-point left uppercut. Klitschko lands a two-point combination. Klitschko clinches. The fighters are in ring center. Klitschko lands a right uppercut. Klitschko scores 5 points. Rocky Marciano is knocked into the near ropes. Klitschko lands a two-point right hook. Klitschko lands a combination. Klitschko scores 5 points. Marciano was stunned and appears helpless. Klitschko lands a three-point right uppercut. Klitschko lands another right uppercut along the ropes. Marciano has not answered back. Only the ropes are holding him up. Vitali. Klitschko scores 5 points with those shots. Kenny Bayless steps and calls a halt to this fight at the time of 2:40 of round 7. The winner by technical knockout is Vitali Klitschko. Marciano was game, but the size difference was too much to overcome.
Here's my man there, Mr. AI, shoulder roll Steve, said, yeah, Rocky was game, but Klitschko, the size difference was just too much. And I can imagine, I can actually imagine Rocky Marciano knocking Klitschko down. I can see that. I can visualize that, because if you ever have looked at his fight, I mean, he can take anyone out. The right shot and all. And don't let the stubby arms fool you and all that. If he got inside, and it was described in the our recreation there, he can move quickly for a few feet. He can move in. I'm not talking Ali, Larry Holmes fast, but just one step. I mean, he was deadly. He was really something. But yeah, it was obvious that Klitschko was going to win that based on the size and all. You know, I know some people may have thought it was going to last maybe 2 rounds at the most, but a good fight, a good fight. Rocky, as he said, was game. You know, I'm glad that, you know, it lasted a little bit. And I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed that fight, because we'll be doing this every week. We'll be doing it every week. So if you got a suggestion for a fight, I already have two fights booked up for the next 2 shows. But if you want to promote a fight, please leave your message down here on YouTube. Let me know. Also, subscribe to this channel. Tell your friends about it. Share it with other people. And just enjoy yourself. This is just theater of the mind, relaxing. If you're listening to this, you love boxing. You love the boxing history. You love fighters and all that, as I do. And so I hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll be back again next week. And I should say before I go too, in the title bout boxing computer game, you'll hear the commentator, the AI, saying 2 points, 5 points, and all that. That's just to give you an idea of the type of punches that are coming in. And I hope that doesn't distract from anything. But I hope you will appreciate that. But that's all that's about. So 5-point punch, obviously that's a deadly one, versus 2 points, missing and all that. So a lot of that, you know, that's what that is in the fights. But as people have said to me with the first show I did, they enjoyed that. And I hope you enjoy it too. And those listeners that listened before, I'm glad that you're back. But again, this is Greg Rashid. I'm your presenter. This is Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. We will see you, Reese, real, real soon. And what I was about to say, couldn't get it out of my mouth. But those of you who celebrate it, Merry Christmas, because the next show will be after Christmas. So go in love, go in peace. Help someone along the way. We'll see you next time on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.